little announcement for our newest DJ that is on all the time at 6 o'clock in the morning is DJ M.
DJ
M. Happy birthday, DJ M.
Woo!
Yay! And happy Valentine's Day. So for anybody who's listening that has a Valentine, y'all better get excited.
And also, like, you know, friends and family, show them some love too.
That too.
But second in priority.
Second.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah, priorities. Today's topic is all about technology, and today's guests are DJ Sam I Am and DJ Scooter
Goose.
Let's go. So I'm going to start with you, Sam. What are your general opinions on technology as a whole?
I think it's good to advance in technology because it can have, like, life-saving effects, you know, like in healthcare and stuff, but it's also good to set our boundaries and not get, like, too attached to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Alex?
Yeah, like, it's the same as DJ Sam I Am about technology, because I'm a huge techie myself. I miss engineering, like DJ Magic is right now. But like, yeah, like he said, there should be like limitations on what should be used for in general. Mm-hmm. Too, but like it could be really good for like just general quality of life stuff and such.
Okay. Before I get into like the big elephant in the room, I do want to say, Sam, since you mentioned technology within the medical field, do you think it brings a positive or negative impact? Because myself, I think that only humans should stay within the medical field and don't bring in AI, like, for example, surgeries. Mm-hmm. Like, have an AI do a surgery, like, no, that should be strictly for humans. So, like, what are your opinions on that?
I think, like, right now, I think it should stay because, like, I don't think any AI would be advanced enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the near future, there's a chance that it could happen. Like, I know people are, like, working on robotic arms and stuff that can do surgeries, but right now they're still being controlled by people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they can be more precise and stuff, but they're not putting AI in charge of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I wouldn't really think it'd be a good idea to start now, but I think in the future it's a possibility.
Okay. I could see what you're saying. All right, to address the elephant in the room.
Oh, boy.
Scooter Goose, how do you feel about AI?
I have a lot to say about AI. kind of jumping off of what Sam I Am said about the medical field, it's really useful because, like, be used to, like, figuring out, like, sequences mm-hmm. of, like, you know, DNA or, like such,
mm-hmm.
To figure out, like, cures for stuff, like diseases. It can be really useful. But on the other hand, when there's stuff like ChatGPT being used or, you know, those, like, voices, those AI voices, mm-hmm. or even AI art, which I have so much... I said it on my show last few weeks, and I hate it so much when it's used for, like, AI art, but it's not even art, it's slop, because they're using stolen art that other people, real people made,
mm-hmm.
put a lot of love and effort into, and then there's, like, you're pressing a button for it. I'm a digital artist. We used to get a lot of hate for making art on a screen, and it's like, oh, you just press a button for that. No, now they press a button, and they get praised for it.
So since you do make art digitally, have you been taking, like, any precautions so that your art doesn't get stolen as well?
There are precautions. There's a program called Nightshade, or I think it's called Nightshade and Glaze. Nightshade is used to, like, poison the database that they're using for AI art. So, like, it'll just get messed up. So if you, like, have a dog, it'll just get reversed, and it's like, oh, it makes a cat instead when they put a prompt for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Glaze, it just, like, makes it kind of same thing, too. It also just protects your art. But, like, it's still being developed, and soon it'll be available, like, on websites. It's just, like, really, it's too strong for me to use right now for a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It crashed my computer, remember?
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Did it work finally?
I didn't get it to work yet, but I'm just waiting for the website version right now, or just until I get a better PC. But, like, it's definitely really useful from what I saw in the article they made. I think it's the college that's helping with the development, too,
mm-hmm.
For protections with art in general.
Okay.
From being used for AI scalping.
Okay. Sam, what's your opinion on AI?
I know, like, I use it when I'm, like, designing, like, little robots and things. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll use it to write programming for it because they'll just do simple things like walk around and mm-hmm. dance or interact with certain objects. So it's like they're not really, like, in charge of people's lives, like, in the medical field or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're, if they turn against me, there's not going to be any negative consequences. I could just step on it. Like, there's this one, it's, like, maybe, like, as big as a fist. And it's, like, it's got, like, this sensor on the front where it's, like, it can measure the distance of things. And I have it set up where I'll put a speaker in front of it, like my Bluetooth speaker. And mm-hmm. when it sees a speaker there, it'll start, like, doing a little groove.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cool.
It's, like, not very big. So, you know, if he started trying to kick my speaker or something, couldn't really. Just step on it.
So is this something you built?
Yeah, I like 3D printed it, and ooh. Like the shell of it I 3D printed. Like I just found like this sort of company where it's like it's all interactive. It's like the auto robots mm-hmm. where it's you can get like a kit for it, but they also have like all the instructions online. So you can either order all the parts or like 3D print them yourselves. And I just happen to have like all the pieces I needed, like servos and like circuit boards and stuff. So
okay.
I just put them together and now he does a little dance.
So you've made your own little robot kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
You should bring in your robots. I want to see.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should
bring
in. I mean, talking about robots, I mean, there's like this one that's like human size. It's called Sophia.
Oh yeah,
remember that.
Oh, I don't like
her. Yeah, DJ Magic talked about Sophia.
Yeah, I did a project on her last year, and you know, she's becoming a big thing. She looks kind of human. She can do like facial expressions. She can communicate with you kind of like a human. So like, what is your opinion, you two? Like, just what do you guys think about that?
I guess it could be used just for fun, I guess, if it's just a project right now, but like with Sam's robot.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's like a little fun project, but as long just like certain limits you put to it, mm-hmm. like it can't do certain things. I don't know. I kind of blanked out like what it could be possibly be doing aside from that, but if it's just like, oh, it could talk, it could sing. I guess that's cool. Like, go you, Sophia.
Like, I don't know if it was true. It could have just been, like, satire or something. But it was, like, how Sophia was applying for a citizenship.
What?
Like, I didn't put any research into it. I just saw it and I was like, I don't know about that.
That reminds me of, I don't know if any of you heard, maybe you have heard, Sam, but the video game Detroit Become Human.
I have not heard about that.
I heard.
Okay. So that reminds me, because it's like all the robots, well, really, all the AI, like the human AIs, the humans buy the robots, and then like they're technically like maids or servants, but then it gets to a point where the AI turns on the human, and then just like they run away from the humans and like try to start a new life somewhere. And there was this one particular character, her name was Kara. And she was fleeing from Detroit to go to Canada and start a new life. So she kind of like what the robot Sophie was doing to get a citizenship. That robot was also in the video game trying to get a citizenship. And it makes me think like if we ever or when we ever get to that point where we are able to purchase a robot human, if they would end up turning on us at some point, like they start gaining consciousness and realize that they're real, like we're real. Because, like, it's weird how you realize, like, you're real, like, you're moving, you're breathing, you're alive. I wonder if the robots will end up thinking that, too, and figure out that they're real and they can move.
Mm-hmm. There's also another game I've been playing, Nier Automata.
Mm-hmm.
I just got it recently. I love it so much. Anyways, it also talks on that, too, like, what it means to be human. Because there's androids versus machines. The androids are made by humans. They're very human-like, but there's also machines that are trying to be like human, or try to replicate like human actions and such.
Mm-hmm.
And then like there's even this one point where I don't know where I'm going with this. it just like talks about it too. So especially like non-human like people or things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
I think kind of going off of what DJ Hexmob said, you know, these, I guess, AI robot kind of things kind of having a consciousness. I know there was an interview with Sophia where she was, the interviewer asked, you know, like, are you going to destroy humankind or whatever?
Oh,
and
oh my God.
Sophia was like joking about it, and she's like, haha, okay, I will destroy humans, you know? So what do you guys think about that?
That robot was not joking. She was serious. Yeah,
like... How do you know that it's able to even have an idea of a joke?
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It could be serious and we just think it's, like, joking. So, we don't know.
We don't know. But she probably definitely was serious.
I imagine, like, one of the coders that was making Sophia just, like, put that as a prompt.
Oh, my
like, God. Oh, they ever asked that? Just, like, have her say that.
It just it reminds me because my... So I have an Amazon Alexa.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
And it sent me a notification, like, because apparently somehow it was connected to the printer upstairs for some reason. No, I didn't even, like, connect my Alexa to the printer. So I was like, why is it connected to the printer? Completely excluding that. And, like, I sent, it tells me that the toner is low and it's on 7% and needs to be filled. So I send the screenshot to my mom, and she's like, y'all got these spies in my house figuring out how low the printer toner is. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like... Because, you know, Alexa's always listening. Again, with Siri as well.
Oh,
hopefully
yeah.
I didn't turn nobody's phones on. But, like, they're always listening. I know there's, like, a feature you can turn that off. But then again, it's like, there's been instances where, say you're talking about, like chocolate or something. And then you get an ad for chocolate on your phone. It's like, mm-hmm. your phone is always listening to you. So then they put that stuff out there that you said out loud. And it's like, what is going on? Like, how did it do that?
Yeah. And they just started putting precautions on, like, especially on Apple, with their, like, oh, don't let the app track mm-hmm. what you do so it doesn't, like, use for ads that they show in the apps and such.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still, like, you know, it's Siri and all. That's, like, still kind of concerning, especially invasion of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you, DJ Sam I Am and DJ Scooter Goose, for joining us
and
talking about technology.
Me.
It was fun.
Yes.